Paul, we just had the launch of the Banjos NWFA season for 2021. We heard from all the coaches, and the one thing I picked up from all of them was optimism.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, Martin. The optimism in the group, or in the room even tonight, I think was, we've really seen that shine through. I think we're it just looks like to me that we might be able to see all teams get two sides on the ground this year with a bit of luck.
Well, it's important because every year you hear rumours about which clubs only had tender training and things like that, and they've all committed to a full season, which is great.
Yep, absolutely fantastic. Look, I think, as some of the guys did say, that the season off, like Turner's Beach did say during the interviews, that it probably helped them, you know, because they've been able to work a full season, pretty much a full year, to get players back to the competition. So, I mean, and look, I just think it's fabulous that Turner's Beach is back up and running, because really at the end of the day last year they probably could quite well have not been in the competition at all, and we'd be back to eight sides, which, you know, we don't want to see any clubs leave. We want them all to stay on board.
The roster starts on the 27th of March, and then there's a week off for Easter before round two. What's the thinking behind that?
I think the big thing is to have a bit of footy when there's no other footy, you know, because we found, I think last year was the same. I don't know whether Easter fell the first week or whatever. I can't remember. No, it didn't matter.
We're always shut down.
Yeah,
then.
That's right. No, but 2019, I'm pretty sure we had a game before the end of AFL. And I just think it gives... I know it's only the home sides that get that kick,
yep,
because they get all the... more people come to watch the footy in that first game when nobody else is playing.
Yeah, well, it's important, yeah, as you say, the NWFA will be the first footy competition this year on the coast.
Absolutely, and I think the four clubs that have got the home games will find that they'll have a really big increase in patronage. You know, there'll be more punters getting out there to watch a game of footy. I mean, last 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I went up to Mole Creek to have a look at a bit of a game of footy, and I just couldn't believe how many people were at that game, you know, at those couple of games that were up there.
Right. And with the season this year, you've got Banjos back on board as the major sponsor, and they've committed to another year, which is terrific.
Yep, absolutely. I just love the way Royden and I get on very well, you know, personally, and I go and see him quite regularly, and we hook up for a coffee. It's pretty easy when you go to Banjos, you know, you get a pie and a coffee, you know, which all people should do. But, no, he's good value, and he even spoke tonight about, you know, going further with that sitting down next year and talking about more deals. So that's great for our competition. I think he needs us, we need him. It's a good relationship.
How important was it to have a season last year, albeit a shortened season with four teams? I know a lot of people said, well, why would you bother? But my answer to that was, well, just have a look at the 200 blokes that were running around there on a Saturday. They were getting a game of footy and loving it.
Absolutely. Couldn't have put it better myself, Martin. I think it was just it was very important. It was just a shame we only got four teams. But everybody, whether you played or didn't play, that was your decision, you know.
Yep.
It was the club's decision. Nobody,
yep,
nobody had any animosity towards the other clubs, whether they played or didn't play. And I just think it was important, not just for the players, but the support staff, the supporters. I think they loved the footy. Like we had an increase in patronage last year. The punters were going out there and they were loving the footy.
Yeah.
They absolutely loved it. You know, a lot of our people that go and watch our country footy, they like the game as it is, because our AFL game, the game that you and I grew up loving, has changed so much.
It has, yeah.
It's not the same as it used to be. Whereas country football, they all stay in their positions, pretty much. They,
it's grassroots.
They handball, they don't throw.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going a bit sarcastic, I know, but I just believe that it's really, you know, people like watching country football. They really do.
But you have thrown something in new this year. You're going to announce an all-star team at the end of the season. It seems as though there's no more representative games.
No.
Are they ever going to be resurrected, do you think?
I don't reckon the Darwin will ever come back to us, but you never know. You never know. You never say never, do you?
No.
You never say never. But the all-star team, I think we came up with it last year, and of course it didn't work last year. But this year we just figured that, you know, it was great that every club was in favour of it. So, you know, we've got a few things that we've got to tick off before that happens. We've appointed our guys that are going to pick the side,
selectors.
So thanks for helping me out there, mate. I missed that one. Our selectors. So we've put them together. There's going to be three of those, and then there's going to be a chairman. So so I'm really looking forward to it. We're looking to get a sponsor on board. So it'll be great.
Yep, going to be a fantastic season.
Thank you very much, Martin. We're